following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey all, Dwight here with another Refuge Daily. And you know, I was just reading in Matthew chapter 9, verse 13, well, in the preceding verses where Jesus actually meets Matthew. He calls him into service. And then the religious folks there started complaining. They were saying, hey, why does your master eat with tax collectors and sinners? Because, I mean, that's taboo. What are you doing hanging out with people like that, right? And it's interesting that Jesus told them to go and learn something. He says, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. It's interesting, that comes from one of the Old Testament prophets where he kind of says they're like vapor. You're like, you're here and then you're not even here. But he says, God says, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. And you know, that's mercy towards us. He desires to show mercy towards us, but it's also mercy towards others, that he desires us to show mercy towards other folks as well. Because if you've been shown mercy, you should show mercy. And what does mercy look like? Well, it looks like forgiveness, looks like grace. And we should show that mercy, that forgiveness, that grace to other folks. Sometimes we live in unforgiveness. And, you know, it's like when you go camping, you might go to the mountains, you might go to the beach, but you go there for like 3 days and then you come home. But when you camp out there, you camp out in unforgiveness, you camp out in bitterness, you camp out in anger, or even in hurt. I mean, you could live there. What happens is it's not healthy. So you need to come back from that. You need to come back to mercy. God's mercy towards us, our mercy towards others, because we've been shown mercy. So we should show mercy, right? Well, these religious folks, how do you think they did? You know, when he said, go and learn what this means, how do you think they did? Well, if you flip over a couple pages to chapter 12, and verse 7, and the preceding verses, the disciples are walking through the grain fields on the Sabbath day to go and minister, but they're hungry. So they pull some of the heads off the wheat, and you know, you rub it in your hands, you get the husk off, and then you eat it. It's like a little snack, a little energy snack. And here's where the religious people, they're like, oh, they're breaking the Sabbath. They're harvesting wheat on the Sabbath day. It's horrible. And what's interesting is Jesus explained theologically why what they were doing was fine. But then he says this, if you had learned what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would have not condemned the guiltless. You know, we have to learn what mercy is. We have to really understand what mercy is so that we can share that mercy. Well, how about you? What's God been asking you to do for the last 4 chapters of your life, or 4 months of your life, or 4 years of your life, or 4 decades of your life? Has he been asking you to go and learn something? Maybe mercy. You know, it's still on the table. We can't really move forward in our walk until we do what the Lord's asked us to learn, right? A couple of weeks ago, I talked about Jesus was moved with compassion. And compassion looks like mercy. Mercy looks like forgiveness. So today, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Show mercy that you've been shown. Show grace that you've been shown. All right? This is Dwight Carr with another Refuge Daily, and I just want you to be well and be blessed in Jesus' name. All right? Be well. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door.